Now, with today's leadership changes, Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter of California is no longer chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Now, politicians normally want to hold on to power as long as possible, but this has been a pretty challenging gig, that is, handling the war in Iraq. So we called to ask Duncan Hunter that question.
Congressman Hunter, I wonder if relinquishing this moment isn't something of a relief.
Well, no, not at all. I like being chairman of the Armed Services Committee, and it's a privilege to serve the men and women who wear the uniform of the United States. But the new chairman, the incoming Democrat chairman, Ike Skelton of Missouri, is an outstanding person. He's going to do a good job of running this committee.
Well, I wonder what you expect from the Democrats on Iraq.
Well, I think we simply have to see what happens. Everybody's given the president a recommendation. I would hope that when the president comes out with his adjusted Iraq policy, that the entire country, and that means Democrats and Republicans from both the Senate and the House, rally around the president. He's our president. He's going to come up with a policy that probably won't be exactly what any one individual wants. But I think we'll be doing the wrong thing if we have members saying, well, he didn't take recommendation number 57 from the Iraq study group, so I'm mad.
Well, what about the prospects for this buildup of U.S. forces there, the so-called surge that I read the president is going to order?
Well, my recommendation to him is that we take the 27 Iraq battalions that we've already trained and equipped and move them into the fight before we surge Americans.
But it doesn't appear that the Iraqis are ready to take on that role, sir.
Well, they have a number of battalions that have performed very well and have been in fairly heavy combat. And as you know, they've taken about three times as many casualties as the Americans have. But we have identified 27 battalions that are in quiet areas of Iraq that can be saddled up and moved into the fight. I think they should do that.
What about the prospect for the president ordering a surge, though? The prospects for the country supporting that, as you say the country needs to do to get behind the president?
Well, I think that this is a time. I think the American position, this solidarity of the American people and both houses of Congress with their president is something that's being watched by our allies and our adversaries. And our adversaries feel that they have splintered the American government. And I think they've drawn that by looking at statements that have been made by adversaries of the president in the Senate and the House. And that, to some degree, disserves our foreign policy because I think it gives adversaries and potential adversaries a false impression that this nation will not stand up to terrorism. As Scoop Jackson, the very pro-defense Democrat, used to say, American foreign policy should leave our shores with one voice. And that voice, whether you have a Democrat or Republican in the presidency, is the president's voice.
How much will Mr. Bush need Congress to say yes to whatever he orders? Aren't there emergency funding bills for Iraq coming in the next few months?
There's always additional spending bills for the war. So if a Congress is inclined to pull the rug out from under the president, the spending bills are a way to go. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that the leadership, when you get a call, for example, for ammunition, and you've got troops engaged in battle, I think the Democrats are going to be very wary of pulling the plug on sending armor and ammo and all the necessities of war to our troops who are engaged in an ongoing battle. That not only disserves them, and it disserves all the families who have young people fighting over there, but it also disserves the mission. So I don't think you're going to see that.
Congressman, you do have some extra free time now. Word is you're thinking about running for president next year. How's that developing?
Well, we are putting in place right now the apparatus to run, and I do intend to run at this time. And we're going to be making a formal announcement probably around the 25th of January.
Duncan Hunter, Republican congressman from California, stepping down today as the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, planning a run for president next year. Duncan Hunter, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Appreciate it.